WNBA star Brittany Griner has been detained in Russia since sometime in February. The details are not clear, but the Russian government has accused the basketball player of transporting drugs into the country. During the WNBA's offseason, Griner plays ball in Russia. Here with us now to talk about this story is NPR culture correspondent Anastasia Siulkis. Welcome.
Hi, Sarah.
The State Department has been telling Americans not to travel to Russia, of course, given the invasion of Ukraine. So what was Brittany Griner doing there in the midst of this crisis?
Well, there's a lot we're just not sure about, Sarah. Much of the basic info is still missing from public view. We don't even know when she was arrested or if it happened during or before the invasion. We only know it was sometime in February.
And why was she detained? Have we heard anything from her since?
The Russian government has said she was detained for allegedly bringing hash oil in her luggage when entering the country. They've also released a video purporting to show her detainment. But at this point, the only public information is coming via the Russian government, so there are questions about whether these might be bogus charges. Russian state media has released a photo of what they say is her during her booking, but we don't have any other information than that.
Now, Griner plays center for the Phoenix Mercury. She's a seven-time WNBA All-Star, a two-time Olympic gold medalist. What do we know about why she might play for Russia?
Lots of WNBA stars head abroad in the offseason to make more money. So Griner plays for a team called UMMC Yekaterinburg. WNBA players make a fraction of the pay than their male counterparts in the NBA. WNBA salaries max out around $500,000. So for a lot of players, it's the right financial move.
And what do we know about Griner's team in Russia?
This is pretty interesting to note, Sarah. UMMC Yekaterinburg is owned by an oligarch named Iskander Mahmudov, who has ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin. And actually, members of Congress have named Mahmudov as a possible target for sanctions.
And has there been any official response to this from the U.S., from Griner's teams, or from her family?
Griner's wife, Sherelle Griner, has posted a couple of statements on Instagram saying how much the family loves and misses her. And the Phoenix Mercury, Team USA, the WNBA, and the WNBA Players Union have all released statements expressing concern and support. And in a press conference Saturday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken referred to Griner, not by name, he said there were privacy concerns, but he pointed out two other cases of Americans being held unjustly in Russia.
Now, Brittany Griner is Black. She's a lesbian. Given her personal identity, are there any particular concerns about her safety there?
There is a track record of significant racism in Eastern Europe, and the LGBTQ community in Russia says it's often harassed and discriminated against by the country's government. Just last month, the Russian Ministry of Justice tried to shut down one of the country's most active and prominent gay rights groups, the Russian LGBT Network.
That's NPR culture correspondent Anastasia Siulkis. Thanks, Anastasia.
Thanks so much.